Hi, everybody. My name is Saul Kurtz. I'm from the Syrian community in Brooklyn. I'm 19 years old. I'm a sophomore at YU. It's my first year on campus. I went to Yeshiva in Moresh Yerushalayim. So I just wanted to say a quick thought on the Parashah. So I heard this thought from Rabbi Eli Mansour. So Sarah lived 127 years, but the Torah tells it to us in a very strange way. It says, Me'a Shana, Esnim Shana, V'sheva Shanim. So really, you should just say 127 years, but instead it says 100 years, 20 years, and 7 years. So it's a very famous question, and I think it's we get a new perspective and a great lesson out of it. So the first, I want to give over two explanations on this pasuk. The first explanation I want from Rashi. Rashi says the reason why the pasuk is broken down like this, because when Sarah was 100 years old, she was as innocent in sin as she was when she was 20 years old. So that's a great shot. But then Rashi says something a little strange. He says when she was 20 years old, she had the beauty of a 7-year-old. So I don't know. To me, that's not a good thing. I hope nobody thinks that the beauty of a 7-year-old is better than the beauty of a 20-year-old here, or else we're gonna have some problems. But anyways, what is Rashi trying to say? It really makes no sense. So I think the meaning is that when she was 20, she had the mindset of a 7-year-old. That she didn't care about her beauty like a 7-year-old doesn't care about her beauty. A 7-year-old doesn't care about makeup, doesn't need to put on jewelry or anything like that. So Sarah, even though she was so beautiful, she had the beauty of a 20-year-old. She was beautiful. The Torah tells us she was yafeh, but it didn't mean anything to her. So when Rashi tells us that she had the beauty of a 7-year-old, really she had the mindset of the beauty of a beauty of a 7-year-old. Now the next explanation of this pasuk is as follows. So our rabbis tell us that there are three parts to a person's life. There's the younger parts of his life. There's the middle parts of his life, and the older parts of his life. Usually, in the younger years of someone's life, in the youth, a person usually wastes all his time. They're playing, they're enjoying, they're not really serious when they're a young kid. And then in their middle ages, they might take advantage of some of the years, but they're really going, it's the peak of their physical life. They're going after their materialistic pursuits. It's the strongest years, and they're running after Olam Hazeh. And then by the time they get old, they're just too tired to pursue religion, and they just squander those years as well. So our Torah is telling us that Sarah was different. She was able to maximize her time. When she was Me'ah, it was Shana. They were real years. She took advantage of those years. When she was Esnim, it was Shana. In the middle parts of her years, it was Shana. Those were years. And also Besheva, those were Shanim, real good years that she maximized her time. So we can learn a valuable lesson from Sarah on how she maximized her time. So there's a nice Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kufnun Aleph, Amud Aleph. It says, Ad Arba'in Shanin Mechalat Ma'aleh, Mikan Ve'elech Mishtiyah Ma'aleh. So until 40 years of age, food or bread is good for you. But from then on, drink and wine is good for you. So what's the meaning of this Gemara? So there are two very distinct, unique characteristics about bread and wine that are exactly opposite of each other. Bread, you want it when it's fresh and hot and new and fresh. But however, wine, nobody wants new wine. Everybody wants fermented. That's what's valuable. Wine is only valuable when it's old. So when you're a young person, your Yetzer HaRa tells you, oh, you have your whole life ahead of you. You don't need to learn right now. Look how many years you have ahead of you. You have 100 years left. Why are you learning now? So you have to tell your Yetzer HaRa, like the Gemara is telling you, from 1 to 40, I want to eat bread. I want it fresh. I want the Torah when it's fresh. But from 40 and on, the Yetzer HaRa is going to tell you, oh, you learned your whole life. Go travel the world. Go explore. You don't need this right now. You learned everything. It's all old to you. So you're supposed to tell the Yetzer HaRa, that's when I want the wine. What's old is valuable to me. So so you tell him, I want the wine. So that's what maybe what the Gemara is trying to teach us. And maybe you could even say, maybe you could even give that as an explanation. If you guys remember a couple weeks ago in the parasha, Melchizedek came to Abraham, and our rabbis tell us that Melchizedek was Shem ben Noah. So in Parashat Lecha, so he gives Abraham bread and wine. So maybe he was giving Abraham bread and wine to teach him over the musar of the bread and wine that from this Gemara. So and maybe we can even explain the pasukim etakeves achad taseh baboker, and then it says etakeves hashni taaseh ben harabaim kimirchat haboker uknisko. So the first part etakeves achad the sacrifice your Torah learning that you're doing to Hashem taaseh baboker, do that in the first 40 years of your life. Etakeves hashni taaseh ben harabaim. After from 40 years and on, that's what you're supposed to do. The next sacrifice, the next part of Talmud Torah, do it from 40 and on. And how exactly should you do it? Kiminchata boker, the minchata of the boker. What is that? What was in it? Bread. It was a bread offering. Uch nisko and the yai nesek. So you should do the learning in the morning like the bread, and the learning and not towards the later part of your life like the wine. So we can learn a very valuable lesson of taking advantage of our time, like Sarah did. We see Sarah was someone who didn't waste even a second, and every second was so valuable that Sarah told us that when she was 7, there were shanim. When she was 20, all these were valuable years that she took advantage. So we're all in YU, and most of us are either done with the earlier stages of our life, or they're just coming to an end, and we're going into the middle stages of our life. And right now is the time where we have an extremely unique opportunity to be able to learn Torah while being in a serious university. We're extremely lucky for this. We get to wake up every day, we get to pray, learn, and then go to yeshiva. So everybody needs to take advantage of their time and take advantage of our years second by second. Every minute is valuable. Every night say there, every morning say there. Take advantage, because these are the years. And Bezrat Hashem, by the end of our lives, we'll be zocher that to maximize our time so well, that Torah will even testify for us, just like it did for Sarah, that our years are years. And Bezrat Hashem, this will bring the coming of Mashiach, b'Rabbi Amenu, Amen.